Marriage and Martinis is brought to you today by Moomy. If you have a trip coming up, you're planning on traveling this summer, if you're packing up your kids for college next year, or just even storing anything in your house clothes-wise, then you have to check out Moomy because they make it so easy to pack, unpack, and store everything with their packing cubes. And you can group everything by category, undergarments, shirts, pants, etc. And when you get to your destination, you just pull them out and you're done, ready to enjoy your time wherever you are. Each member of the family can have a different color, so everyone knows where their things are and are responsible for their own stuff. There's all different sizes, colors, travel laundry bags, toiletry cubes, garment bags, shoe bags. It's just the best for organizing. You can even personalize them, and they make awesome gifts. So head to MoomyDesign.com, M-U-M-I Design.com, and enter promo code 15MARTINIS for 15% off at checkout. MoomyDesign.com, 15MARTINIS for 15% at checkout. Check it out. If you're going away, I'm telling you, you got to get organized like this.
Welcome back, guys. This is Marriage and Martinis. I'm Adam, and here's Danielle.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I was just going to say, it's good to see you.
I know. First time I've seen you in a long time.
Mm-hmm. Or if we see each other, it's...
Good morning, good night.
Good morning, good night, or you look tired. Yeah. You look tired, too. All right, I'll see you in the morning.
It's not even good morning. I'm up way before we text in the morning. Mm-hmm. Good morning. How are you? Barely see each other. I miss you.
Aw, yeah. That's really sweet. I miss you too.
I know.
Could use some help around here.
Oh God.
And tomorrow's Father's Day. And
yeah,
you're
sure.
Working.
Yep.
I know. I'm sorry. I had all these plans, but now I won't be able to do them because you're working.
I'm sure. I bummed out everything you had planned out.
You did. You ruined it all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. I got nothing. So if you just want to get into the episode.
I'm looking at your sheet. You really do got nothing.
No, look.
Oh,
yeah,
Okay, good. Okay.
Sorry to be so boring.
Wow, this has been really exciting. You look like you're going to fall over on the table.
I apologize in advance, everybody. Yeah.
This is when people, we talk about side hustle, you know, like there's this new idea of the side hustle, and it really, like, this is when you have a full-time job, and this is by far, like, you know, we love doing it, but we do it when we can do it.
Yeah. I was literally up at 5 this morning. I was at work by 7:30. Came home at 2. We went to a friend's house. They had a party. Mm-hmm. And I came home. I took a nap. You came home an hour later, and here we are. We're recording. Mm-hmm. So
it was 2 hours later.
Was it?
Yeah, I gave you 2 hours to sleep.
You did?
I did sleep
for an hour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure you knew that I gave you an extra 2 hours.
I'll put that in my calendar.
I want credit for that. Oh. On top of it being that you're working like crazy, it's also the end of the school year. Our kids aren't even done school yet. And I don't know about other people out there, but our school at the end of the year, I feel like when we're all checked out, but then they decide like the last week of school or the last 2 weeks of school, all of a sudden it's going to be like spirit week. And every day you have to like dress your kid as a different theme.
Yeah.
Every single day now I'm like, oh shit, what's tomorrow? And then at like 10:30, I'm realizing tomorrow is like, you know, dress like a panda or a koala day.
Oh, a panda.
Or like, it's just the most random stuff. And then you don't want your kid to be the only one not in it, but I'm not good with that stuff. I'm not creative like that at all.
Well, you're lucky that I sell the stuff.
Some of the stuff you sell. Yeah. And it doesn't help me if I forget while you're at work.
Well,
and
no,
then
the kids remind me. Mia texts me all the time. Can you bring me home whatever for mix and match day or whatever.
Right, right. No, they are lucky that in that sense that that you do own that stuff, because I'm not creative with that stuff at all. But I just feel like, leave us the fuck alone already.
Like
we're
done.
Yeah. I'm done. And I want the kids to have fun the last week or two of school, but I don't want to be a part of it. It's the reason I don't sign up for the PTA, because I don't want to do this stuff, not even with my own kids.
Right.
So like, I'm done. It's done. Like, let's just call a spade a spade. So like, our kids still have homework.
What does that mean? Where'd that come from?
Call a spade a spade. I mean, don't call it don't call it like a heart. I don't know.
Well, don't call a spade a spade. So it's like, don't call something what it is. Is that what it means?
Don't call a spade a spade. I don't know. We'll have
to look
that up. If a
spade is a spade, it is what it is. Don't call something what it is. I don't know.
Don't call, or call a spade a spade.
I don't know. Google it.
You Google it. I was just fine. Moving on.
All right. Let's move on. I'm just curious.
Okay. I'm so glad.
Success. That's what we're here to talk about.
Redefining success.
Oh. Should I start over with my research?
No, because you better be redefining success. It's the whole reason I did it. It's because I feel like this past year, especially even the last 6 months, like not just you, me too. I think that we've made a huge turn in our perception of everything. Like our entire like viewpoint of everything, I think, has recently really shifted. And I feel it every day. I feel it in my life every day. I feel it constantly. And I'm glad I feel it.
Like getting down to what matters and what we should be focusing on.
Absolutely. And I think some of that has to do with our age now. I think maybe it took time and...
Well, we were 41. Now we're 41 and a half.
Thank you. So yes. I think after 7, learning. You stop counting half numbers. I don't think it's like saying you're like 724 months.
No, I was trying to say like we were that way, but now in the last 6 months, we've grown. So since we were 41, now that we're 41 and a half, we're very, very much smarter.
Right. Absolutely.
So redefining success. Mm-hmm. That was enough intro of nothing.
You okay over there?
I don't know, man. I'm fucking tired. I'm falling asleep over here.
Oh, so should we not do this?
No, of course we should. Listen, I love this. I love talking to people. I love, and if I'm tired, you're getting tired, Adam. I don't give a shit.
Okay.
I want to be here doing this.
Okay. Yes.
Right? Maybe. I wish this was live so everybody could be like, just go to bed.
Right.
You know, like, no, Adam, just take it. Like, you know, we don't need you right now.
Is that what you're hoping people will say?
No.
People call in and say.
No, because I don't want to be, I don't want to be off for this thing. I want to make sure.
Well, it needs to be like, you know, like Regis and Kelly, even though I know Regis and Kelly isn't a thing anymore. But like, you know, Regis was always really old. So she would always have like a lot of male guest hosts. I need that. I need like when you're really busy at work, I need a stand-in guest host.
Oh, there's no stand-in for me. That's not possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Mr. Confident over there.
I guess. Why not?
Are you going to cry?
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Okay. You sound like you're going to cry.
Oh, really?
I mean, like you're just... It's like one of those laughing fits when you're so tired that you can't stop laughing.
Well, yeah, I guess that's what's happening. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get into it before I pass out. All right. Is that good?
Wow, everyone's so excited about this episode now. Everyone's on the edge of their seats.
All right. Success. Redefining success.
Thank you.
Okay. Dive in. Ask me a question.
Ask me a question.
Ask. What was that? Was that a joke?
What? Yes, it was your Rodney joke.
Oh, no.
Highly offensive.
Yeah, we're not going there.
Yes.
Oh, that was a good joke. Jack and the Joke Man?
It was a terrible joke.
No, it was a great joke, but it's very offensive.
Okay. So, over the past 5 years, although 5 years I feel like is even a little bit much, I think your idea of success has shifted dramatically. And like, I just wanted you to talk about that. I mean, 5 years is even really a year. You spent the last 4 or 5 years kind of not growing in any sense. And then all of a sudden, once everything came to like a head, you had to deal with everything. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like everything since that point has shifted. So I wanted you to talk about that.
Okay. Can I give like a little backstory to where I think it came from, stemmed from?
You can give anything you want.
Don't worry, I'm not going to drag it on.
Mm-hmm, that is correct.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, as fast as possible. Too late, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Success. I grew up with a very specific idea, kind of what success is in my mind, because as a child, just viewing my parents, how I grew up, in my mind, I had my own idea of what success is and should be. And I saw my dad, who came from very little, and he became a true workaholic, but as a successful entrepreneur. I don't use workaholic negatively. I really don't. He just worked his ass off to build a business that became a huge success. It was nonstop work, never saw him. You know, my mom always said the business was his third child. So he was a workaholic, but you know, in my mind, it was a positive thing because he was working for himself and for his family to build something. And I saw how hard he was working. And then after time, the money started to come in, which was followed by the big house and the cars and the extravagant vacations and all that stuff that you start doing once you start making some money. And I was still young at this point. I was probably, it started when I was six. So maybe by the time I was 10, it was a big success. So I was very young, so I was very impressionable, and that's kind of what I saw. So to me, success was kind of the big extravagant things for yourself and for your family. So it was kind of just shortened to that. That was success.
Like that was the proof of success.
Sure. However you want to look at it. As a 10-year-old or a 15-year-old looking at my parents, if they were hugely successful. They came from very little and built this thing and became very, what?
I think everyone should drink every time you say thing. I'm not if you're driving.
I'd say thing a lot. Oh, it's a good word. It stands in for a lot of things.
See?
Exactly.
For everything.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go.
So that's what I grew up with. That's what I saw. So to me, that was success. Now, fast forward 15 years, I really wanted to continue that lifestyle. Because that's how I grew up.
15 years from then, you're saying?
Yeah.
From like when you started, when you joined the business.
When I became an adult, when I was 20, you know, okay. Whatever it is, uh-huh. 25. That's how I grew up, and that's what I knew, and that's what I wanted. And I just figured I work, and that's what I do, and I want those things too. I just wanted to continue, and I wanted to be successful. Looking at that, that's, to me, was success. The problem was we were not in the same financial position to do so. Looking back, at the time I didn't realize it, but looking back, I sacrificed way too much to make that happen. So at the time I thought I was, I don't want to use the word successful too much here. I know it's the theme of the podcast, but I wanted to continue that road. I wanted to keep going, and I would do everything I could do to make that happen. Fast forward again, like you just talked about, in the last 6 months to a year, reality kind of exploded in our lives.
Wait, but you're confused. I think you're going to confuse everybody.
I'm sure
you're
I saying am. I'm confusing myself.
You're saying you would do anything that it took, but yeah. to be successful. No, you would do anything it took to feel successful.
Feel, yes.
Right, to feel like we were in the same financial position that your parents were in.
Yeah.
You wanted to feel that success, even though the success wasn't there.
Correct. I did anything I could to have the big house, the nice cars, right. The fancy things, right. The great toy. Like, because to me, that was the feeling of success.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I don't think you're alone there. I think that's,
no.
I think we all, not all, I'm generalizing, but I think as a society, that's unfortunately the two are synonymous, right? The success and the material items. That's the proof, right? That
sure.
The proof is, oh, well, he drives a nice car and, you know, they have a big house or they have a second house or they take these, you know, glamorous vacations. They must be really successful. Well, no, must be really rich. But
right.
You know what
correct.
I mean?
Of
and
course.
So that's,
well,
that's
why,
the difference.
I mean, that's why one of the biggest problems in this country, that's why the credit card business is booming, is because that's what we do as Americans. Again,
right.
I'm generalizing, but We max
live
out
above our means.
Yeah, for everybody. Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah. And that's the problem. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I was trying to say before, like you said, in the last 6 months to a year, our lives have drastically shifted, drastically changed. And we both, like you said in the beginning, realized success needs to be something different for us. We're both doing now what we need to do to make that happen, right?
Right, to feel successful.
Correct.
You're not equating that to money.
Well, no, that's the whole point of this thing.
I wanted to make sure of that you're saying we're doing that to make, I wasn't sure if you're talking about finances or not.
No, well, listen, finances are part of success, but let's wait on that because I have more of that later.
Yeah. Yeah. I literally don't think I ever even thought about success for myself. Like I didn't. It's so interesting because I tried to get into a really good school. I went to a really good college. I graduated with honors. I did all this stuff, not ever anticipating doing anything with it. Like I don't know if I was scared, if it was fear that held me back. But then I became a stay-at-home mom and I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. Like I loved it. But at the same time, you don't go into to being a stay-at-home mom with the hopes of feeling successful.
Yeah.
Because nobody ever, but I don't really think that's fair either because I feel like when you're a stay-at-home parent, I don't want to just say a stay-at-home mom, obviously you're still doing hard work. I know it sounds cliche, but you are. And I feel like, nobody ever says like, oh wow, you're a stay-at-home mom. Like you must be really smart. Like you must be really industrious. And it sucks, but it's the truth.
Well, there's no reason to say you're really smart it's more like, hey, you're doing a great job raising these kids.
Who says that?
No, I'm not saying that it's happening.
I don't think a lot of people say that.
I don't think you would expect to hear, oh, you're a stay-at-home mom, you must be really smart.
Right. Right. I understand that. But and it sucks because like you work so hard for your kid to have milestones and, your kids to thrive and to do all these things. And then like you work with your kid on something, for months or whatever. And then all of a sudden they do it. And everyone like looks at the kid and is like, yeah, good job. That's amazing. Yeah. No one ever looks at the parent and is like, wow, like you worked really hard with your kid to be able to do that. Like, awesome. Nobody fucking does that. Like your kid like sneezes and everyone's like, oh my God, that's amazing. Like,
oh, sneezes.
It's
amazing.
Your first time your kid sneezes, you're like, oh my God, they sneezed. Like everything is amazing. But nobody ever stops and is like, oh shit, like there's somebody behind all this. Like, doing stuff, it's not like that. And that sucks in a sense, but I feel like, not to say that when you're at a job, you get all this praise and everything like that. But if you land a new account or a new client, or, you've been working really hard at something, you might get a bonus or you're going to get some kind of a good report or something.
Yeah, but I think it's kind of the same when you're working, where if you do something great and somebody says to you, great job. All right, what's next? What can you do? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it's kind of the same, mm-hmm. right?
And I don't want to, listen, I'm not comparing working now or staying home. There's value to everything. But I'm just saying, you don't go into being a state, which in some ways is really altruistic. I think that no one goes into being a stay-at-home mom like for the praise of it. You go into being a stay-at-home mom because you want to fucking take care of your family or you think it's right for you or whatever it is. But I don't think anybody realizes what that does to your self-esteem and your confidence, because you're staying home day after day. And after a certain point, you're like, I'm here too. I'm not, I'm here behind the scenes doing this. And I guess it all goes back to the mental load, but it's so, I just don't think I ever thought success was never part of my game plan. I wanted a successful family in that I wanted to be the type of family where people, maybe onlookers, were like, oh wow, like look, they're like a cute family. Like they're a good family. I wanted people to look on and be like, oh, they have a good situation. They have it going on, like a good situation. But it was never about how I was going to feel. And I guess I never knew how much I needed to feel that, you know?
Yeah, because nobody's going to give that to you.
Right. And I guess now feeling a little bit like, oh, I'm working really hard and I'm getting feedback and stuff. Not that my feedback drives me, but I'm realizing that it's something, it feels good. It's a nice thing to have. So I guess I'm also saying, like, if there's a stay-at-home mom back at your, or a stay-at-home parent back at your house, go ahead, go home and give them a nudge.
Give them a nudge.
Or a diamond or something.
A diamond.
I don't know. Whatever it is.
I was going to kind of further that, but let's stop there because this is not a stay-at-home mom episode.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to compare. I'm just saying, I don't think, for someone who went to a great school and was so into learning and was so into my studies and everything, it's just so interesting that I never had a follow-up to that. Like, I was never like, oh, well, obviously now I'm going to go off and, you know, take these studies and do something with it. It's just so interesting that the whole time I was studying, I was like, I want to be a stay-at-home mom. I don't think that's wrong. It's just interesting.
Right.
Yeah. Because I loved studying for the sake of studying. I loved learning for the sake of learning. I didn't, in some ways it's nice because I didn't have a bigger game plan. I just loved to do it.
Okay.
You know? So yeah. In some ways, I think that's nice.
It is nice. I think there is a little bit wrong to that, which is the problem. Let's not get into the college thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to do it.
Yeah, we'll do a college.
We are going to do one of these.
Okay.
If you're ready for a fighting episode.
Sure. It will be a fighting episode.
Yes, it will.
Okay.
Okay. What's next? Let's.
Do you have questions?
Okay. Yeah, you asked me if there is anyone that I would consider to be truly successful.
Aha, let's hear it. Say it again, baby.
I can't even see straight. Mm-hmm. If there was anyone that I consider truly successful, mm-hmm. who inspires me? And I thought for a while about this, and my mind always goes back.
Steve Jobs.
To, no.
Oh, okay.
But it did pop in my mind.
I'm sure.
Of course it did. But I thought about today, like who inspires me today? Who do I look at with like, you're damn fucking successful and you're doing the right thing.
Can I guess?
Yes. One more guess.
Elon Musk.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very much so. He is.
Isn't he kind of controversial though?
Of course he is. That's what I love about him mm-hmm. because he's quirky mm-hmm. because he's so fucking smart. You know, like I always have that gauge where like,
yeah, but people can be smart and be assholes too.
Well, I've always had this thing where everybody's kind of balanced. Some people are so fucking smart, but so
balanced
quirky.
Is the wrong word.
Right. Not balanced. Everybody has the same
like status quo.
Put everybody at 100. Okay. And then you put Elon Musk at like 1,000 smart and like 20 quirky. So he's way beyond the 100. But most people in general, I think like the smarter you are, the less street smart you are and vice versa. Right. Like you and I, where you're street stupid and I'm book stupid.
You're but not I'm book but stupid. I'm street you just smart don't read. And you're, so.
You know what I'm saying? But he's like the ultimate entrepreneur. He doesn't stop innovating, and everything he does is to better humanity. Like, he's had all these projects. He's done so many things. He's still a young guy, but everything he's trying to do is to do better for us, for people.
And he does good things with his money?
I know he has a charity thing going on. But forget about even...
Fund my beach house?
Forget about charity. Listen, he's trying to, you know, with Tesla, making electric cars to stop with the gas, you know, with gas cars, solar panels for your roof, you know, finance, you know, he's one of the co-creators of PayPal, you know, getting us to Mars, you know, cheaper than the government can or NASA can or like everything he's doing, he's trying to move humanity forward. Mm-hmm. While making a hefty profit at the same time, which is, like I said.
I know, and it's fine. Listen, of course it is. Absolutely.
That's part of success.
Sure.
But he's more than just in it to make money. Mm-hmm. He's in it to advance us. Mm-hmm. And for me, I think that's hugely successful. Mm-hmm. And that's a huge inspiration.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, I equate Elon Musk to us.
I equate Oprah to us.
Exactly.
So, wow. So there we go.
We are bettering people while doing what we love at the same time.
I think if we become really big, we should call it the Oprah Musk Foundation.
That's a great idea. Uh-huh. The Oprah Musk Silverstein. That sounds like a fragrance. A
fragrance.
Toilet.
Yeah.
Oprah Musk.
Well, anything Musk sounds right, like a toilet.
Exactly. So that's my answer. What did you got?
Okay.
Check him out, by the way. Do some, if you don't know.
People know Elon Musk.
No, but learn his story. It's really interesting.
Have him on the podcast.
I contacted him. He was like, well, I was busy Tuesday, but I'll come back Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Who do I think? So this was a hard question for me because I don't want to go into personal people in my life because I don't want to leave anybody out. And mm-hmm. I don't want anybody, you know, and as a woman, I think that I've always drawn on, taken bits and pieces of women in my life who I deem to be, who I just love for one reason or another, personal women in my life who, and I've always kind of clumped that together and tried to take the parts of it and help it shape who I am. You know, look, I of course my sister, who I think has reinvented herself like so many times. When she was in her 20s, she was a VP at a huge finance corporation. She then became a stay-at-home mom. She was then a yoga instructor. She's now a life coach. Like, I think that she at a certain point just started to do what made her happy. And I think that to me, I think that's now what I deem successful is, are you doing something? Are you constantly rediscovering yourselves to go in a different direction maybe that you want to go in, you know? And that's why, like we talked about this in another episode, that's why I like that Michelle Obama says, don't ask kids what they're going to do someday, you know, ask them what motivates them or what they're passionate about. Or because once we start thinking that we can only do one thing the rest of our lives, I think we become stunted. Yeah. You know, that I think that you can redefine yourself as many times as you want in your life.
I think almost everybody has that same quote.
What?
Like it might be, I forgot who it was that I heard talking about this, but they said, don't ask your kids what they want to be when they grow up. Ask them what they want to do when they grow up. Mm-hmm. There's a huge difference. Mm,
that's, yeah.
Like what you want to be, that's a title. That's a, what do you want to be?
Right, what do you want your impact to be?
Like, yeah, what do you want to do? It's mm-hmm. a huge difference there. Mm-hmm. Like, do I want to be a something? Do I want to be an astronaut? Do I want to be a teacher? Do I want to be a whatever? No, what do you want to do? Do you want to help people? Do you want to be a musician? Do you want to... You know, more broad, more
or
general.
Maybe the question should be, what do you want your contribution to be?
What are you passionate about?
Right.
And then find your own direction from within there.
Yeah, but it's just so interesting because when we talk about all that, like, I feel like there's a certain point when you're younger, you do things because you're passionate about them, right? Like, and then I think at a certain point, we lose that. We start to think to ourselves, well, okay, I'm not very good at that, so I'm not going to do it in my life, even if you might be passionate about it, you know? And I think that's sad. Like, I think about Jonah, our 7-year-old, who he's really smart. He's got a lot of, and I don't label him or whatever, but he's a smart kid. Huh? He's not an athlete at all. Uh-oh. Like, he doesn't have an athletic bone in his body, but he decided he wanted to play soccer. And he went out there.
I said he wanted to try soccer.
but he wanted to play soccer. And we live in a town where sports are taken very seriously. Like, if you get out there and you're not good at it, you could, the coach is not going to be happy. The parents aren't going to be happy. And he's out there running around back and forth, like just having a good old time.
Yeah,
like,
doesn't even know where the ball
doesn't
is.
Doesn't know, doesn't give a shit where the ball is, like going to get hit in the head any second. But he's like enjoying the shit out of it. And at a certain point, like, I think that we lose that, you know, we lose that. We're like, all right, well, I'm not good. I'm not going to do it anymore because I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to be the best at it.
Yeah. But it's different because you're doing it for a purpose. When you get older, you can't just be like, hey, I'm going to go try this week. And then if it doesn't work, I'm going to go try this next week. Cause you're trying to make a living. You're trying to.
Right. But here's what I was, another thing I was going to say was I was going to talk about our daughter who just came in and pissed me off. So now I'm not so sure I want to say this, but.
Don't make it nice.
No, I will. She, so our son is, this sort of.
Which one?
Ian, okay. Our middle son. We've talked about it before that he's like an amazing drummer. And, he really is. Like, people come over and want him to play for them. He's an incredible drummer. He's 11 years old, been playing since he was before he could walk. And our daughter is older than him. She's 13. And she, this year, she's gotten really into music. Like, all her friends, she and her friends do is go to concerts and they listen to music and they dissect it and they talk about it. And she was like, I think I want to play guitar. Well, I feel like a lot of times, like, people could be like, oh, well, my brother is already like a stellar musician. I'm not going to touch that. Like, I'm not going to try to, you know, I'm never going to be able to compete with that. And she, yeah, you don't think so? You don't think that, like, in certain families, if someone's like a star at something, then the other people in the family are like, all right, well, he's already, you know, a star at that. So I'm not going to do it. Or, okay. But I think we do that as people with success. I feel like we're like, oh, well, you know, somebody's already cornered that market. So I'm not going to do it because, you know, even if you have a product to sell or a service to offer, or if you're, you don't want to, if you feel like someone's already out there doing it, even if you're passionate about it and you love it, you're like, oh, well, I'm not going to be the best, so I'm not going to do it.
But why do you think you're not the best? Like, why can't you be the best?
But why do you have to be? Why do you have to be the best? Why can't you do it because you just love it and you're passionate about it? So what I'm saying is that, here's what I'm saying, that she didn't let that stop her. She's like, Mom, I want to take guitar. I think a lot of people would have been like, scared. And she comes home and she plays her, you know, two chords that she's learned.
What's the song she's been playing for 2 months?
What's the Charlie Sheen song? And what's the
Charlie
movie?
Sheen?
Yeah, he plays it. Wild. What's it called?
Wild Thing.
Wild Thing. Thank you.
Oh,
Major League.
Yeah, Major League.
Yes, that's
good.
How I remember the title. Wild Thing. Like, she's like, and you know, and Ian's downstairs like playing like fucking like, you know, Rush. Like, it's a,
he's not quite
all
there
right
yet,
all right, but what I'm saying is that she still wanted to do it. And like, I want to be like that. I want to be where I'm like, I don't give it, like, if I like something, I want to do it.
Yeah, well, and that's her whole mentality.
Yes, but I don't want that to ever stop.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Sure.
I don't want that to ever stop. I don't want it to ever, for her to ever be like, okay, well, I'm not going to be the most successful. I'm not going to make the most money for this. So I'm going to like, at some point, I think we lose that. At some point we're all of a sudden we become adults and we become like, well, I'm not going to make enough money. So I'm not going to do it. I love it. I'm passionate about it.
Yeah.
I feel it in my bones, but I'm not going to be able to make enough money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that, to me, people who do it, and a lot of people become successful by chance because they were so passionate about it that it's inspiring. But that to me is what success means. If you've done something, you've chased your passion, not knowing what the fuck is going to happen. You know, you think about stand-up comedians. Well, to give up everything and become a stand-up comedian, they're like, it's like a fucking crapshoot, you know? To go out for the major leagues in baseball is a crapshoot. Everything people do is a crapshoot.
Well, to that level. Yeah, because, those are things that you have to be in the top 1%, you know, to make it at all. Something like a stand-up comedian or a baseball player or something like that.
Right. But I still think to just go out. I mean, I think it also takes a certain type of person to just,
even for
stand up, maybe not as much for baseball because there's so much skill behind it, but to get up behind a mic as a stand up comic.
I don't know how somebody can get behind a mic.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and get laughed at in the negative sense and go back the next night and do it again.
Yeah.
And do it again. But I think that's to me.
Before we let's take a quick break.
Yeah.
We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
I just received our archive book back in the mail, and it's gorgeous with all our kids' stuff in it. It's the three of our kids. They're masterpieces. And
masterpieces.
They are. They're masterpieces.
Well, they look like it now. Maybe not at the time.
They sure do. But they do look like masterpieces. And they're so gorgeous. The photography job that they do, taking pictures of each piece, is just amazing. And it's a beautiful book. And now it's sitting on our coffee table. My mom was just over. She was looking at it. And it's just a really great thing to have. Our kids were so excited to see it. And also, our niece is going away to college. And she's been playing softball since she was a little kid. And I'm asking my sister to collect all her stuff from softball that you can send in. You can even send in like a mitt, her mitt that she used for years.
Like the real mitt?
Yeah, her trophies, everything from her softball career as a graduation gift. I'm going to send it all to Archive, have them photograph it and make a book that she can bring away to school because she's not playing softball at school next year, but she's gonna miss her team and everything. So she had her 100th hit a couple weeks ago and all her friends made posters. I'm going to get some of the posters photographed to send in, to be part of the book, and it's going to be a great gift. So it doesn't just have to be for your little kid stuff. It can be for anything. If you have a kid who's done a sport for years, you can collect all their stuff. The photographs that they take of the, you can't do it with your phone. You cannot, it comes out so professional and so gorgeous. So go to archiveapp.com, ARTKIVE app.com, and use code MNM to get $20 off your Archive shipping kit. Father's Day might be over, but it's never too late to have a good smelling man. You know what I'm saying?
It's Father's Day, but I'm still smelling pretty good.
Well, you're always smelling pretty good because you use Duke Cannon.
That's right.
And let me tell you, their stuff smells so good. Like I said in the last episode, I wish I could just take the smell and put it through the microphone so everybody could get it's not a taste, it's a smell.
It's a smell. Smell-o-vision. Wasn't that a thing?
Smell-o-vision.
Or that was supposed to be a thing? Smell-o-vision?
I don't know. But it's just, it's so masculine, but not in like an obnoxious way, in a really, really nice way. And they have all kinds of stuff from their big ass brick of soap to their big ass beer soap to their news anchor pomade. And their stuff is so fun. The packaging is fun. The names are fun. I think it's a great company. Every single order they give back to veterans. So go to DukeCannon.com right now to get 15% off your first order with the promo code marriage. And free shipping is always offered.
Over
$35. Yes. DukeCannon.com, 15% off your first order with promo code marriage. Check it all out. It's so fun. So, I think about like women like Leah Carey, who's been on our podcast a few times.
Yeah, she's cool. I like her.
I know you do.
Yeah,
I like
she's
her
fun.
Too. You're not done with her?
What do you mean?
When you're done, you're done. So I feel like with her, she got to be to a point where she was sick of not loving sex, and she was sick of not loving her body, and she was sick of, and she fucking did something about it. And she went on the sexual discovery journey.
She wrote a journal about a journey.
She probably did keep a journal, I would imagine.
Yeah.
So I just, for her, like I think of her as, anybody who's doing stuff out of their comfort zone, right, is a huge, to me, that's success. And we need to remeasure what that all means. And
well, yeah, there's so many versions of success.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a huge pie chart, right? It is. That's what I was saying before, where finance is not a measurement of total success. It's a piece of the pie.
Right.
Right.
Well, I look at people now, because I follow so many people on Instagram, like in these tiny houses. And I'm like, damn, like they fucking did it. Like
I love those tiny houses.
Right. But that's so different than what we would have thought 20 years ago, where like if someone was living in a tiny house and be like, oh shit, they're poor. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like now I'm like, they fucking did it.
No, they're smart.
They cut their shit down. They found out what was important and they are living their life as minimalists and they're happy. Like that's success.
Yeah.
They're not, they might not be rich. They're not, but they are living the life. And to me now I'm like, damn, that's success.
Let's do it.
Well, we might get to do it for a few nights. I'll let you know.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. So to me, that's, you know, that's to me more, are you going out of your comfort zone? Are you, you know, that's to me the sexiest
okay.
version of.
That's pretty damn sexy.
It is pretty fucking damn sexy, man.
Well, how do we as a society?
There you go.
Society.
That should be a new word. A successful society. A society.
How do we as a society view success? Does it need to change? What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I think it needs to change. Okay. Well, yes, I think about all the privileges that people get and what it means to be, you know, I think it's so interesting because this whole recent thing of Aunt Becky.
Yes. The college thing.
Yeah. Like yeah. with Full House, you know, Aunt Becky, who we all love Aunt Becky. We loved Aunt Becky.
Like bribed to get into college.
Yeah. I just feel like this whole idea, like to me, she's the scum of the earth now. Like the fact that she, what she did, a lot of times I sympathize with people with certain decisions that they make, even if maybe they're not the most positive decision. Sometimes I can see it. I can get it. This to me is like the low of the low. That here you are. You're already this fucking privileged, rich person who, I mean, like Full House. Like Aunt Becky was great, but fucking anybody could have gotten Aunt Becky's role and been fine. It should be cute and like match up against John Stamos. It's not that hard.
To match up against him?
No, but I'm saying
that's
like,
kind of hard.
No. Think about it. There's half of Hollywood could have done it, but the fact that she took that spot out, those spots out from underneath somebody who was so hardworking and everything, like that's not success. That's wealth.
Right. She paid her way, and somebody else who worked their fucking ass off.
Yeah. Like I'm,
is denied to get into school.
Someone who forget working their ass off. Someone whose parents, you know, could barely pay the bills and was putting them through school and getting them textbooks and doing all, like, to me, that is, fuck that. They're not a success. They're rich. That's it.
Right.
That's not success. You know what I mean?
Okay. What do you, all right. When you hear the word success, what's the first thing that comes to mind? Money.
That's tough. Right.
Money.
That's it. That's the problem. Though, but that's what needs to change.
But okay, but I think that's so common. I mean, when you say the word success or successful, or you think money, I have a great quote. I want to see if
I have a better one.
No, you don't.
Oh, I fucking do.
Maybe we have the same one.
Maybe.
Don't look.
I doubt it.
Okay, ready?
I'm gonna read. Yours is probably by a man, right? Is yours by a man?
But no, it's a quote from a movie.
Oh. Was it a male character?
It's two male characters.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. See if you can figure this one out.
Okay. I have to guess the movie?
Yeah.
Oh.
Ready? He's using you, kid. He's got your prick in his pocket, but you're too blind to see it. You should have it already.
Color of Money?
Nope.
Wait. Go ahead.
No. What I see is a jealous old machinist. Machinist? Machinist? Mechanist? Machinist? What I see is a jealous old machinist who can't stand the fact that his son has become more successful than he has. What you see is a guy who never measured a man's success by the size of his wallet. That's because you never had the guts to go out into the world and stake your own claim. Boy, if that's the way you feel, I must have done a really lousy job as a father.
I don't understand. You're not telling me who's who in this situation.
Okay.
You're just reading it as if it's one person.
Well, I took breaks to so you know it skips to the next person.
You could never be an audible reader. There will never.
No, of course not.
All right, go ahead.
All right, let's start over. I'll edit the first part out.
Please do.
Or I won't. Character one.
There you go.
He's using you, kid. He's got your prick in his back pocket, but you're too blind to see it. Character two. No, what you see is a jealous old machinist. Machinist? Is that a word?
Is this from Machina? Ex Machina?
No. No, what I see is a jealous old machinist? Machinist?
Is it masochist?
M-A-C-H-I-N-I-S-T.
I think you did it wrong.
I just copy and pasted. What you see is a jealous old thing who can't stand the fact that his son has become more successful than he has. Character one. What you see is a guy who never measured a man's success by the size of his wallet.
Wolf of Wall Street.
No.
Oh.
Character two. That's because you never had the guts to go out into the world and stake your own claim. Character one.
Shit. Boy, I know this movie.
If that's the way you feel, I must have done a really lousy job as a father. You were close. You were very close.
Can you give me one character? One actor?
No.
Really?
But I can... All right. I'll give you the character's name in the movie. You're going to get it in a second.
Okay.
Bud Fox. You almost had it.
Bud Fox?
Yeah. Really? Wall Street.
Oh, God.
I said you almost had it.
Yeah, but...
But that's not Wolf of Wall Street. It's a completely different movie.
Wall Street, I think I saw once 10 years ago.
No way. Oh, come on. It's one of the greatest movies ever made.
Yeah. So it's Dirty Dancing.
But I think that kind of sums up this whole thing where the son... All right. The dad works on airplanes. He has this company. He works on airplanes. He works as a machinist.
There you go.
And he's a blue-collar guy. And his son helped and worked in the business, but went off to Wall Street to make his own claim and just make money. And that's all he cared about was making money. And that was successful. And he was making more money than his dad. And it came down to where he says he thinks making more money, he's more successful than his father. So his father says, boy, if that's the way you feel, I must have done a really lousy job as a father. I kind of think that sums this up. It's a great clip of that movie, like a great summarization of what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that the right word?
Yeah, that's a great word. Okay, yeah. Good. Mm-hmm. But yeah, okay.
What?
So what is the summary there?
It's summing up the difference between what success is. Is it about money or is it about raising your child properly or living a certain life? So it's, you know, showing the difference of money not being the only true form of success.
Got it.
Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Well, here's mine.
Go.
Okay. So mine is by Arianna Huffington.
I was going to guess that.
Right?
Yeah, of course.
Oh. So it is very telling what we don't hear in eulogies. We almost never hear things like the crowning achievement of his life was when he made senior vice president, or he increased market share for his company multiple times during his tenure, or she never stopped working. She ate lunch at her desk every day, or he never made it to his kids' little league games because he always had to go over those figures one more time. And it just like is just so telling of the eulogies never cover that stuff.
Right.
Well, so like, what do you want people to say at your eulogy? Well,
okay. So that sounds very much like that hugely successful person who made a ton of money, built a huge thing. Another deathbed says, was it all worth it? Because was I there for my family? Was I
right? Like nobody wants, I don't want anybody on my deathbed to be like, wow, you know, I mean, no one's going to say this, but I don't want anybody to be like, you know, she was working all the time. And
right. Danielle, what a worker.
I don't want anybody to be like, she was sleeping all the time either. Let's just go there.
Oh, that will be on your
Yeah, someone's going to talk about sleep. Well, my grandmother said before she died, she supposedly said to my aunt, when I die, don't feel bad for me. I will be doing what I love most, which is sleeping. And, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of like relates to your family.
No, I don't want to. I will not be happy if I'm dead sleeping. No, go ahead.
What was I saying? What was I answering?
No, I was just talking about Arianna Huffington because her whole thing is about, you know, trying to redefine success. That, you know, when she was we talked about this in the sleep episode because she's so into sleep and that helping to recharge us and everything like that, and how we don't give enough emphasis to sleep. I'd like to say that again. We don't give enough emphasis to sleep.
I actually agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah, we really don't.
I would not have 10 years ago, but today, yeah. I do.
Yeah, but she says we need to change the idea of success as being, you know, 110% accessible for work all the time, and change it so success means that we are able to disconnect from work, social media, and anything else, and simply being in the moment with our family. And she
not podcasts. Don't disconnect from podcasts.
No. Keep listening.
Yeah.
But her company, Thrive, created an app that alerts people when you're in Thrive mode. So if they try to text you, you know, I know Apple does it with driving. Like if there's a do not disturb mode if you're driving. But Thrive mode means that, like, if it says I'm in Thrive mode, it means I'm with my family. Leave me the fuck alone.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, it's basically saying, like, I'm not answering you back right now because I'm living my life. So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah. So if someone texts you, they get an automatic alert that basically says, like, I'm enjoying my life.
Where
right
is
now.
That? How do you get that?
I think you have to be like I don't know if it's Apple. I think it's, oh. I think she's Android based.
That's weird.
I might be wrong. Apple, don't sue us.
Yeah. Apple, if you're listening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So what in your mind is a successful marriage? I'm excited to hear this. What's that movie from? Oh, that's Popeye.
Oh, okay.
Popeye. Right? Isn't that Popeye?
No, it's... Not cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
Right, okay.
That's like... totally racist and inappropriate, but from...
racist and inappropriate, and you keep going.
I have to. A Christmas Story. When they're in the Chinese restaurant, it's not ha ra 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 ha la 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 la.
Oh boy! Well, that's like a 16 candles when he says,
"Yeah,
what is it?"
Yeah,
yeah,
long hung dong.
Yeah, you don't spell it, son. Oh, quiche. What is? How do you spell a quiche? Well, you don't spell it, son. You eat it. How many listeners do you think we just lost?
I think we just gained like...
I hope so, because...
Thousands of
I
people.
Honestly, like, to me, success is knowing movie quotes.
Success is how funny are
how
movie
many
quotes?
John Hughes movie quotes do you know? That's success to me, quite honestly.
All right. Wait, I think you asked me about a successful marriage. Mm-hmm. What are my thoughts about that?
Mm-hmm. This should be short.
Yeah. Real quick.
Okay, let's go. What's next?
For us. Just us.
Don't say us. Don't answer for me.
No, I'm saying a successful marriage for us. Our marriage.
You're answering what you think a successful marriage
yes.
for us. Okay.
I think... No.
That's not okay.
No, it's terrible.
It's not okay. Go ahead.
I think we are well on our way to having a successful marriage. 16 years later. 17 years
later.
There you
go. Keep going. Now we're successful.
Mm-hmm. No, seriously. We work through our shit together because you have shit. I have shit, and we have a real true love for each other that helps us move forward and get past all the crap that I don't think could be successful for other people if there's not that underlying love for each other, like I think we have.
Right, right. Like we can't imagine our lives without each other, and that's what keeps us in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that makes us successful in our marriage because we really just have this genuine love for each other.
Connection.
Yeah. Oh, good word.
It is a word. Yes.
No, good word. Uh-huh. Connection.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's my answer. Quick one.
So, okay. So what you're saying, it keeps us in it, that we're willing to see past the other stuff.
Correct. Uh-huh. Just because, like you said,
to a point,
we can't see it. Yes. Ourselves without, you can see yourself without me.
Well, sure. Listen, what we've spoken about for this past year, if it was to continue, oh, fuck yeah. I can see myself with a fucking doorknob. Yeah.
Anything. A doorknob.
Anything.
Oh, mm-hmm. It'll never turn
its back on me. Get it? Doorknob. Yeah, turn. Oh, that was good.
That was terrible.
So,
let's trash this episode.
I'm thinking about it.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe this is like a bonus episode that like you have to pay
that
for
we
this.
Have to pay for people. No, I was going to say we have to pay people right. to listen to. Well, I was going to say that I think we've started the idea of the successful marriage. Not that we are the, revolutionaries of it, but I think that a successful marriage is what is good for you. And I think by saying our truth and our honesty and everything, listen, that's the only place you can start, because otherwise you're not going to get anywhere. But it's interesting because I do think there's this shift. And I do think there's this shift because Gwyneth Paltrow, who I love, mm-hmm. I do love her.
What's her line? She has a thing, like a product line, right?
Goop.
Goop, yes. Yeah. You talked about that before.
Yeah, yeah. But I do think that Gwyneth Paltrow, like, she is somebody you talk about success. She comes from a very successful family. But she's made her own successful. Granted, she had a leg
easily.
Up.
Easily, yeah.
No, don't say easily. Nah. No, I disagree. Because
not easily.
Fine, but in her success, she's gotten a lot of flack because when she and Chris Martin from Coldplay were separating, she started talking about that they were conscious uncoupling, right? That they were trying to end their marriage in a very, friendly, like a way that was going to be the best for their kids. And they had two kids together and they were sort of like, let's do this in a way that is going to be the best for our kids together. And she got a lot of bad feedback for that. People said, conscious uncoupling, what the fuck is that? And you're such a, you know, that sounds like such a, like a snobby term. And mm-hmm. people had so much judgment about it. And what she was really trying to say is, listen, I don't like the word divorce. I don't like what comes with divorce. I don't like all of the bitterness and the problems that come with it. I'm trying to do this in a way that's going to be, we're going to be close. We're going to vacation together. I'm going to love whoever he loves, you know, whoever his next wife is. Now he's with Dakota Johnson. What's his name? Johnson from
Dwayne
Miami
Johnson.
Vice. No, not Dwayne Johnson. Don Johnson. Don Johnson's daughter, and Melanie Griffith's daughter, Dakota Johnson. He's with her now. They go on trips all together. She has a husband now. Like she's always tried to make it so that she wants to be family with him still, even though they divorced. And she got a ton of flack for that. Now she's coming forward and saying that she and her new husband, Brad Falchuk, they got married a little while ago and she just came out and was like, listen, we only live together 4 nights a week. They're married and they live together 4 nights a week. So 3 nights a week, he goes to his place.
Oh, I like this.
Right.
Keep talking.
Well, she said that now, so she got a ton of shit for conscious uncoupling. Now she's coming forward and saying this and people are all of a sudden like, oh, I like the sound of this.
Yeah.
But it took her a little while. You know, she took a lot of shit before and she could have just been like, fuck it. I don't want people to know that my husband and I live together only 4 nights a week. Like, she did not need to share that knowing that she was going to get a ton of shit. She could have been like,
that's
no,
awesome.
That's my own
like
private.
That. You can have your own thing. But for the majority of the time you're together, and when you get back together, it's exciting.
Well, that's what she again. Says is that, you know, when she decided to do that, her therapist was like, right on, that's perfect. And it makes sense. Listen, they can afford two mortgages. How many people can afford two mortgages? But I think also what is so interesting about it is that she's saying to herself, like, okay, well, we have, they both have teenagers who are going through their own shit. And she's saying, like, they need, my kids need just me. They don't need to deal with a step parent all the time. And they don't need to, even though he's probably a wonderful guy. And, you know, she's like, they need, sometimes they just need me. So I think as a society a little bit, as for marriages, and you and I have been very honest in saying we sleep in separate bedrooms. And I think as when we can say we're doing what's right for us, that's a successful marriage. Like, when we stop saying what does society expect and we start saying this is what's right for us, I think that's a successful marriage. And I think to stop caring, and I know that there are people who are like, what the fuck? Like, I have friends even who've said to me, all right, so talk to me about this separate bedroom thing. What the fuck, what's going on? And I'm like, nothing. We literally just, this works for us.
Sleep separately. Like, what's the, like, why, right, but what's so confusing about that?
I think it's so confusing because it's so foreign to them. You know, and yeah, they're trying to be good friends, saying like, if it's something more, talk to me about it. Tell me.
Right. But it's just that I am a light sleeper all we're doing is sleeping. Like, what's the difference? What's the point?
But what I'm saying is, I think the more people who come forward, like Gwyneth Paltrow, who, you know, you say, fine, she has had a leg up in success, but at the same time, she's somebody who did not have to come forward and reveal that.
Right.
She did not have to say, this is my deal.
I like her ideas. I want to read into this. I like them.
The conscious uncoupling, I think at the time, got a ton of negative feedback because it's like, oh, conscious uncoupling, what the fuck? Like,
well, it's what a new kind term. Of, like, what kind a celebrity of bullshit? Term.
Yeah. Like, right. You know, she named her kid Apple. Like, okay. Right. You know, it's
so right there, it's like, okay.
No, but
you lose your credential.
No, because you have to say to yourself, you know what? She's trying to do right by her kids.
Well, is the kid a Macintosh or a Delicious?
God, that's lovely. Fiji.
A Fiji. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think we've exhausted this episode already. I think you're tired too.
I'm exhausted. Yeah. Why are you acting shocked by that?
I'm not acting shocked. I'm just saying, I think we have so much more about this topic that I think we both just can't even pretend to get into at this point.
And I have to say, if you're still a fan after this episode, you are a true Marriage yes. Martinez fan.
Yeah, we released this one just to kind of like let the, what's the word I was trying to find?
I don't know.
Me either.
Wow.
Filter the true fans versus the not true fans.
This is, if you're still listening after this, yes, you are a true Marriage Martinez.
Yes.
Well, but people say, we love that you're real. We love that you have this side hustle. Well, okay, this is real and side hustle.
This
is it, baby.
Yep. Okay, well.
A subscribe.
If anybody even cares to listen, we'll extend
review.
To.
What?
We had so much more for this episode, but I think it's gone on way too long and way too incoherently. Ooh, good word.
Oh, God.
I had a lot of good words this episode. I'm like Trump. It's a good word.
I have all the best words.
I have the best words. All right, guys. We're done. This is it for this episode. Mm-hmm. We'll be back, maybe. And we'll talk about the rest. Thanks for listening.
Yep. We love you guys. We wish you all the success.
Don't go to that subscribe button yet. Wait till next week and then click it.
No. Always click subscribe. I don't give a shit if they hate us.
Right.
Don't rate and review this week, maybe.
Right. Wait till next week to rate and review.
Go to subscribe, though. We love you all. Thank you for staying with us, even through the shit show. Yes.
All right. We'll be back. Thanks, guys, so much.
We're going to
we love
you. Back and better than ever.
Yeah. Yeah, this was like transition to better than ever.
Better than ever.
Yeah. Okay. All right, guys. Bye.
Peace.